4 years, has passed second reading at the House of Reps. If this bill passes, anybody who writes UTME next year won't have to write it again until 2027. The bill was sponsored by Tolulope Shadike, and she said quote, when you look at the number of students that apply for university every year and the number that gets in, it is definitely not their fault. So why should they be penalized? Everywhere in the world, no such exams are valid for 1 year. SAT is valid forever. Most universities across the world value such exams for at least 5 years, but here in Nigeria, JAMB is valid for one entry. And if you do not get it, you repeat it. I think this is totally unfair. There are a lot of children in this country whose parents are struggling to put them through school. These children go through education, pass this exam, and then the following year, for no reason, they're made to repeat the exams. If we continue this way, it likens it to a society where human beings are sacrificed for money. Why should our children be sacrificed on the altar of revenue generation? End quote. That's a message. That was the comment on the floor, the House floor, from Tolulope Shadibe, who is the sponsor of this bill. Now, I'm sure that many of you who are students or parents of students probably agree with Tolulope, but some people disagree. Some people say that it's about space, not about revenue. Each year, we have a new set of children leaving secondary school and writing UTME to get into university. They are forced to compete with older ex-students who did not get admission the first time. So some people believe that we should make the new school leavers the priority. If those who missed their first chance want to go again, they should retake the exam to prove that they're still sharp enough academically to compete with the new guys. What do you say? What do you think? Those are the two positions. Who do you agree with? Should UTME last for 4 years or one? 0700-993-993-993. Women, call us on 01465-7190. I'm not sure that the number for women is working. I don't know. Feta, could you try and dial the number for women and see if it works? I'm not sure it's working. But if it is, women, call us on 01465-7190. So you have one side of the argument, right? And then you have those who say it's not about money, it's about space. Because every year we have a new set of children leaving secondary school, writing UTME, trying to get into the university. They're forced to compete with older ex-students who did not get admission the first time. So, you know, they believe that the new school leavers should be the priority. Those people that miss their first boss, you don't miss out, but retake the exam. That way, you're even proving that you're still sharp enough academically to compete with the new guys. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. Should UTME scores be valid for 4 years or should it last?
Yeah, good evening, my sister.
Good evening, sir. What's your name?
This is Mr. David calling from Ikoto region.
Mr. David, who do you agree with?
I think the B sponsor, I agree with her.
Okay.
But what I suggest is this. They can, anyone that writes this year and you pass the exam,
right,
you keep your result for the next 4 years. If you don't get admission, the result still valid. Then those that are coming out of the school each year, they are free also to write.
Okay.
That is just my point.
All right. Well, that's what the sponsor of the bill is saying as well. So, yes, you agree with her. I'm not seeing the new suggestion from on your part. 99.3, hello. Hello.
Hello. Hello, Sandra. Good evening.
Good evening. What's your name, sir?
My name is Vitalis. I'm calling you from Second Rainbow now. There's a pandemonium going on here.
What's going on?
There's a bucket of the road. There's no motor is moving. A straight bullet kill a young man. So all the abroads and the bloody whole road, there's no movement.
Hold on, calm down. Tell me what's happened.
Excuse me, people are suffering here now. I'm telling you.
Vitalis, tell me where you are and tell me what happened.
I'm calling you from Second Rainbow.
Okay, what happened at Second Rainbow?
They said that Army Stray Bullet killed a young man. Yes, then okay. The human signed out here, and that's a government board by an NPC prisoner. The police is there.
Okay.
So, the road is blocked. There's no movement of vehicle. Everywhere we are, more people are standing.
Okay. Why is the road blocked? Because of the
The army is there, police is there, but they are standing. No, nobody's moving. Everywhere is standing.
So, the police is there.
Hello,
Vitalis. I'm trying to understand what you're reporting.
There's a lot of people that might be running around.
But you said that army and police are there.
People are angry. You are angry. All these people here, they are very much angry. They might stop on the point of trying to fight.
All right, Vitalis, thank you so much for calling us. Vitalis sounded really alarmed, so it was a bit difficult to piece together what he was saying. But in summary, he seemed to be saying that somebody was shot by a stray bullet. This is happening at Second Rainbow. And he's also saying that the police and army are reportedly there. Young people and Agueros are there as well. People are angry and he's worried that it could escalate. All right. So the good thing is that the government listens to Nigeria Info. So I'm sure they've gotten this information. If you are in that vicinity as well and you can calmly tell us what's going on, please give us a call as well and tell us what's going on. Cynthia is on the line. Hi, Cynthia. Cynthia, give us a call back if you can. Yes, I just confirmed that our number for women isn't working. Apologies for that, women. Please send us messages via WhatsApp if you would like to be a part of the conversation on the show. 99.3. Hello. Sorry about that. Call us back if you can. Hello. Good afternoon.
Hello. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, sir. What's your name?
Yeah, my name is Taiwo. I'm calling from Lekki.
Taiwo, who do you agree with?
Yeah, I think I'd like to support the motion that a UTM exam should last for 4 years.
Okay.
Yeah, because considering the amount of students that write the exam every year, because you have to write UTME, at the same time you go for post UTME.
Mm.
You understand? Okay. So why do they go for post UTME and still continue writing the same post UTME every year? It doesn't make sense.
Okay.
Because the stress is telling on. In fact, UTME, I don't think they can manage the amount of the students that are writing the exam on annual basis.
Okay.
They can't.
Okay.
They can't. So at least it will bring some sanity to the system, because ordinarily, if you, like someone like me, I wrote UTME for like 4 times before I was able to get admitted in school, you understand? So it doesn't make any sense. So if I should write once, and I know that my exam will last me for 4 years, because yes, in some organization, like if you pass their exam and you're already in the system, they will tell you that, okay, this promotional exam that you wrote will still last you for like about 2 years before you got it. So if there's opening, you can easily put in for it without writing another exam. So I think I will go for the motion. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much for calling us. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. If you just tuned in, good evening to you. Do you think that UTME scores should be valid for 4 years? You know that they are valid for 1 year already. So if you don't get admission on your first try, you have to rewrite JAMB the next year and the next year and the next year. But there could be a change. An amendment to the JAMB Act to make UTME scores valid for 4 years has passed second reading at the House of Reps. We've got Shego on the line. Hi, Shego.
Good evening.
Good evening to you. Who do you agree with?
The bottom point is that if, my question is this, if those who meet up because of mark, do not get the admission, they should
they'll obviously have to rewrite, yeah. Mm-hmm.
No, they should retain. They should be retained to the system for the 5 years. But if you meet up because of that, you have to rewrite.
Okay.
So the system is, let us, we can't deny that the system is bad already.
Okay.
So please, we should find something to do to it.
Okay, all right, Shegun, thank you very much for calling. Tolulokpe Sharike, who is the sponsor of the bill, said, when you look at the number of students that applies for university every year and the number that gets in, it's not their fault. So why should they be penalized? Everywhere in the world, no such exams are valid for 1 year. SAT is valid forever. Most universities across the world value such exams for at least 5 years. But here in Nigeria, JAMB is valid for one entry, and if you don't get it, you repeat it. I think this is unfair. There are lots of children in this country whose parents are struggling to put through school. These children go through education, pass the exams, and the following year, for no reason, they are made to repeat the exams. End quote. So that's one side of the argument. The other side of the argument is that space is the main reason why people have to retake it every year. Because every year we have a new set of students who are leaving secondary school, who are writing UTME, who are trying to get into the university, and they have to compete with those who wrote it before them but couldn't get admission the first time they wrote it. So some people believe that the new school leavers should write with the old school leavers if you missed your first chance to get into the university, so that you can even prove that you're still sharp enough academically to compete in the university. Because there's not enough space to take everybody. What do you think? Which one do you agree with? Should UTME last for 4 years or for 1 year? 0700-993-993-993-01465-7190. Hello, thanks for calling us. Hello.
Hello.
Thank you for calling.
Good afternoon. Good evening.
Good evening. What's your name, sir?
My name is Kunle.
Kunle, welcome. What do you think?
It shouldn't last for more than 1 year. SAT is not for general. It's not a general. It's a general purpose exam. UTME is a specific purpose exam.
Okay.
There's nowhere in the world where entrance examination into the place is done, is carried over.
Okay.
It's only once, in the once you've done it and you cannot make it, you are gone with that stream.
Okay.
So it shouldn't last for more than 1 year.
Okay.
So what, with the number of people that will be doing it every year, will probably, we are waiting admission every year, will probably be multiples.
Okay.
If exam done in 2000 is valid for 2001, 2002, 2003, 2004. So there'll be multitude of people that are planning. Okay. And there'll be no entry.
Okay.
It's not a school certificate exam. There's no certificate for it. It's just an entrance examination. It is not a certificated examination. So it shouldn't last for more than a year. For the purpose for which it has been done is to get into the university in a particular year.
Okay.
And not for a certification to get into any other thing.
All right, then.
So it shouldn't last for more than a year. It shouldn't be for more than the purpose for which it's made.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much for calling. We've got messages on WhatsApp. Let's take a look. Shola says, Sadra, I suggest people are made to write the exam every year to allow for level playing ground for everyone. All right. Here is Abidin from Bagada who says, the motion is a good one. I give it 100% support. Mr. John in Maltu says, Idris from Manchester says, how often do we change our school syllabus in Nigeria? Writing UTME yearly is wickedness. Okay. Here's another message here from Sean. Sean says, Sandra, please let this be a topic. Let this be a topic on I Beg to Differ. I would like to see how our young ones defend and speak against it. Though it might end up being one-sided, as every student will be glad if this is 4 years. All right. Let's see what more people think on the phone lines. 99.3, hello.
Hello. Good afternoon, Sandra.
Good afternoon, sir. What's your name?
This is Stephen calling from Kenya.
Stephen, who do you agree with?
I'm calling in regards to the thing that the caller that called earlier concerning the person at the shops before.
Oh, I see, yes.
Yeah, so I just left left the area down today. I'm an Uber driver.
Okay.
I just brought somebody down here now.
Okay.
I don't know what happened there.
Okay.
The guy, the guy,
yeah.
He's a young guy coming back from work.
Okay.
So he just stripler hit him and died instantly.
Okay.
So it happens at the second rainbow there.
Yeah.
Everywhere is blocked, totally blocked. As I'm talking to you, everywhere is blocked there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well,
thank you so much.
Thank you so much for calling to share that with us. Someone on Twitter, John Olvert, just shared the picture with me on Twitter of the young man who was allegedly killed. This is at Festac, Second Rainbow Bus Stop. I think it's a bit, we're confronted with death so much in this country. I don't know. Does it get to you? Like the number of dead that we deal with on a daily, you know, and we just casually share these pictures, you know. Like, does it get to you? Like, you'll be minding your business, maybe on Instagram, maybe on Twitter, just scrolling by, looking at something fun and pretty. The next thing you're seeing, a picture of somebody just lying on the ground, lifeless, or somebody whose brain has been blown away by terrorists or by the military. Like, it's so traumatizing, you know, the way that, like, death is in our face all the time here. May the soul of that young man rest in peace. I do hope that sanity is restored as soon as possible at Second Rainbow bus stop in Festac. I like that we've got the police and the army there. So hopefully they're able to take care of that situation. I'm reading, I can't confirm, but social media reports claim that Task Force did this. I don't know the details of that story, so don't run with it. This person is alleging that Task Force came to seize bikes and they killed someone who was just standing by. All right, the more we know about that story, the official story of what happened there, we'll let you know as well. Please let the newsroom know what's going on so that they can follow up and see what's happening. But yeah, let me come back to the phone lines. 99.3, hello. Hello.
Hello. Hello, good evening.
Good evening.
Hello, good evening.
What's your name, sir? Welcome.
Yeah. I'm going to be anonymous.
Okay.
Yeah, you see, this country, the system is very, very frustrating. I personally did this jam about 7 times.
Okay.
And I passed all, but to date, I was not given admission. And my journey on earth has been really devastated by this nonsense in Nigeria. I support absolutely that woman.
Okay.
That has proposed
the housemaker. The house, yeah.
Move.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much, Anonymous, for calling. All right. Support for the lawmaker from that caller there. Let's take a look at WhatsApp and see the messages we've got here. Sean says, okay, well, I've taken that message from Sean. I've got this message from Ijoma on Third Mainland Bridge. Ijoma says, I support that the exam should be valid for only a year. If it is extended for 4 years as proposed, it will reduce the chances of fresh school leavers because it will become much more competitive. All right, Ijoma. Here's another message from Jacob in Ikotun. Jacob says, the exam should be for 1 year. Students have opportunity to change university or course applied for if he has to apply the next year. Moreover, people can attend classes and score higher marks the next year. It should last for 1 year. Interesting that the comments on WhatsApp are leading towards 1 year and the calls we're getting are leaning towards 4 years. Very interesting. Here's a message here from Clifford in Bariga who says, it should last for 4 years. Are you aware that any phone number you use to create profile for JAM cannot be used again the following year? Why? How many SIM cards do I need to use until I pass the exam? Clifford Osezwa with that message there. Oh, that's interesting. I didn't know that. I wonder what the reason for that could be. We've got Stanley from Victoria Island who says, I'll suggest that the government go back to the olden day system of bringing back A-levels exam. All over the world, students enter university with A-levels certificate. Okay. Here's another message. You didn't leave your name, but you... Oh, Fred. Fred says it's a good one. It will help in the congestion of the universities yearly. All right. Let me come back to the phone lines. 0700-993-993-993. Unfortunately, our number for women isn't up at the moment. Apologies about that. But everybody can try the 0700-993-993-993 number. Or you can send us a message on WhatsApp if you can't call right now. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. Or leave us a comment on Facebook and we'll read it live on the show. Hello, good evening, sir. Hello.
Hi,
good evening. What's your name, ma'am?
How are you?
I'm very well.
Nana.
Hi, Nana.
How are you?
I'm okay.
I think either way,
okay,
the corruption will still spring up.
Okay.
If we're talking of space, and you ask, why wouldn't they, like, if you have 500 that are, you know, like qualified to enter, and you're taking 300.
Okay.
Why not line up 200 already? They know they have admission next year. You understand? So
yeah,
that from the fresh list, you're taking another 100 to add to the 200 you already have. Because I hope they have probably gotten the universities involved. You understand?
Okay.
Because there must be, if you leave it like that, somebody will just make a proposal and then go. What's off? The university says, well, we want fresh graduates. And then you ask them, who can wait? Is it the person with 300 over 500 or 400, as the case may be, or 180 or 200? You understand?
Right.
So that people will have chances, like, if I don't make it up to 300 and I have the chance of taking another exam, I will choose either.
Okay.
Either the new one or the old one.
Okay.
And then present it. But because if you leave it open like that, there will be corruption.
Okay.
People would say, well, and then you ask yourself, the guy that said I took 7 years and he's been passing. Some people have 300 and you see them take 250. People have 200, they take 180. So we should streamline and insist on these things are done and then it's open. So that students will know I'm waiting and I'm on the list.
Okay.
You don't have to take an exam. You don't have to wait. All you know is that you are sure of an exam next year.
Yeah.
There's a placement for you next year.
Yeah.
So you know. And you don't have to take. But if there's no placement and you have like 200 or 250, chances are, why not take again and see if you can have 250?
Okay.
But then, with your 250, and then the person with 200, who is taking? Good evening.
Good evening, Nana. Thank you very much for making it interesting. All right. Before we take a few more of your thoughts, was valid for 4 years, has passed second reading at the House of Reps. If this bill passes, anybody who writes JAM next year will not have to write it again until 2027. This bill was sponsored by Tolulope Shadigbe. And she says that, you know, why should students be penalized when they write this exam and, you know, don't get into the university? It's not their fault that they didn't get into the university. And she says that in other parts of the world, exams such as this are valid for more than 1 year. And then she used the SATs as an example. But the SATs are kind of sort of like WAEC more than they are like JAM, to be honest. But then she goes on and she says, I think it is totally unfair. She says there are lots of children in this country whose parents are struggling to put in school. The children pass this exam and for no reason they're not able to get admission into school. They shouldn't have to repeat the exams. But the other side of the argument is, well, you also have limited space every year for new students. Each year, a new set of children are leaving secondary school. When you write UTME to get into university, they are competing with older ex-students who did not get an admission the first time they wrote JAM. So some people believe that we should make the new school leavers the priority. Those that miss their first chance, if they want to go again, okay, go and rewrite the exam. To even prove that you're still sharp enough academically to compete. What do you think? Those are the two positions. Who do you agree with? Should UTME last for 4 years or for one? 99.3, hello.
Yeah, good evening, Sandra.
Good evening to you, sir. What's your name?
I am Pastor Ladipo.
Welcome, Pastor Ladipo. Welcome.
You see, my take is this. I even want you to be cast. So that let the universities themselves set those exams.
Okay.
Because if you look at that exam, they've denied a lot of brilliant people opportunity to gain admission.
Okay.
So since that is what is obtainable for now,
okay,
I want to support the motion of that lady.
Okay.
That is my position. Let it last for 4 years.
Okay.
Let the fresh students, like the other lady said, let those who have some scores be deferred. So the universities will know the space that are available and now begin to merge them together and bring them in. Let it last for 4 years.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for calling. We have a poll up on Twitter where we're asking you to vote as well. Twitter is Nigeria Info FM. And so far, 65% of the voters say yes, UTME scores should be valid for 4 years. 99.3. Hello. Thanks for calling us.
Hello.
Hello. Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
Good evening. What's your name, sir?
My name is Ndukwe from Sabayaba.
Ndukwe, who do you agree with?
I want it to be 4 years because why? I have my daughter in university now, though they are in Spark now anyway.
Okay.
So she made it once.
Okay.
Only once.
Okay.
But then, what of my other children that are coming up? Another, we are speaking as parents.
Okay.
And what I want to cut it short, let the students, because they say who that wear the shoe know where it is or her.
Uh-huh.
You understand what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
So let the student call and set up their pains. But I want it to be 4 years. You understand what I'm saying?
Oh, okay.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. If you are a student in the university or in secondary school about to get into university, I want to hear your thoughts as well. 0700-993-993-993. Click Utis on Facebook says, the exam should last for 4 years. If they set to test the candidate, if their brain is still sharp, then the exam should be free after the first one. The candidate can pay and pass it. Okay. I'm not sure I understand the last line there, but okay. Joshua Naza says, those who disagree with the bill, with the bill's promoter, are actually inconsiderate. Have you forgotten that the culture of equity and fairness promotes first come, first serve? And as for UTME, it is unfortunate the Nigerian government does not encourage education. Again, you have to remember that UTME is a sorting exam because we don't have enough space in the universities to take everybody all over the world. It's not just a Nigerian problem. You know, so now in some countries it's worse than in others, like in Nigeria, for instance. But there's often not enough space in some of the most competitive courses to take all the students who want to get into university and study those courses. That's why there's a cutoff mark, so that the higher your scores, the higher your chances of getting into the university, right? So it's not an exam in the way that the SATs are or in the way that WAEC is, you know. It's a screening exam set up to allow for, you know, the universities be able to manage the number of people they can admit every year. And that number is really small compared to the number of people who want to go to school every year. So is it really a step in the right direction if we're saying, oh, extend the validity of the result to 4 years instead of one? 0700-993-993-993-0146. Oh, well, no, that number is not working right now. But there's WhatsApp. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. Hello, thanks for calling us.
Sorry, good evening.
Good evening. What's your name, sir?
My name is Austin, calling from Lekki.
Austin, who do you agree with?
I don't agree with the radio. They should do it yearly, not 4 years. If they do that 4 years, they encourage corruption.
Okay.
They will make the lecturer will be rich because some students will go in advance and what they call study themselves down. So it's better to do it yearly. If you don't get it this year, next year you receive and go.
Okay.
If you say you do it 4 years, lecturer will be rich. People will just, you know, Nigeria, we are corrupt, both left and right.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much for calling us. 99.3. Hello. Sorry about that. Call back if you can. 99.3. Hello. That's unfortunate. Call back if you can. 99.3. Hello.
Hello. Good evening.
Good evening, sir. What's your name?
Okay. My name is Etelbert.
Okay.
I want to align with a 4 year thing, or even if you're not making it 4 years, 2 years, 3 years. But now, if you want to do it that way, that means there should be some readjustment to the issue of the entrance into schools.
Okay.
If you make it 4 years, then the admission process, the exam that will be done on a yearly basis will be the school exam.
Mm.
You know, like in Nigeria, we always make things difficult for the citizenry.
Okay.
Children write JAMB every year, write school entrance exams. They write the JAMB. They will now write the what do they call it in schools now, sir? They will write that one, which is like double exams for you to get admission. And each of them, you write them every year.
Mm.
But what happens with all these other ones like that, you write that exam. It takes you like 5 years, 6 years. Then you will write the entrance exams with the schools on a yearly basis. So somebody that has written JAMB.
Mm-hmm.
But then they have to make the JAMB to be like, okay, you have a fit score of 250.
Mm-hmm.
Rather than the usual way of altering the pass mark every year, maybe because some students could not meet up, students did not meet up with a good mark, they will reduce the cutoff mark to 200. Some year they will make it 250, some year they will make it 300.
Right.
But then, school states like that, they have a fixed, if you get up to this point, you pass.
Yes.
Then you can use it for the next 4 years, and you can now approach schools for entrance exams. So the schools have now have the liberty to organize entrance exams. So whether you have your score for 3 years, you can write the school entrance exams.
Okay.
But here we make things difficult for ourselves.
Okay.
So we're writing every year, right, JAMB, and then you go to individual schools to go and write their entrance. Is killing. And it's just suppressing making parents spend over and over, students suffering and all that.
All right. Thank you very much for calling. We've got a message here on WhatsApp. Why should university entry be central? Let all universities make their own entry rules and regulations. Nowhere else has this type of system. Scrap JAMB. It is made to favor a certain part of the country. It is old and has outlived its usefulness. Wow. JAMB was made famous. Okay. All right. Sylvanus says, Sandra, I support the bill. The UTME should last 4 years. It's going to be like the placement in NYSC, where students wait and take their turns after graduation. It will bring stability to the issue of university admissions, and that will stop desperate parents from rushing their young ones through university education by allowing them to do things according to the rules of engagement. The agency in charge will always use the current system to make illegal money for government at the expense of indigent students with the official seal of which the officials steal off the counter anyway. All right. Thank you very much for your message, Sylvanus. Here's a message from from Stephen in Okocha. Stephen in Okocha says, I need to get something clear by asking this question. The number of students that fail to secure admission in each of the 4 years aside, the number of students taking exam in each of the 4 years on another side, then how would JAMB and schools balance the admission process? Does it mean that the people that passed the exam 4 years ago should get admission first before the students that wrote and passed the following year in a sequential order? Because it's definite that not all will get the admission. I don't agree with the idea. All right, Stephen, thank you very much for your message. And thank you for going through the trouble of actually painting a picture for us about the situation. 99.3, hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Good evening.
Good evening.
What's your name, sir?
My name is Saji. I'm calling from Ogudu.
Saji, who do you agree with?
I think I agree with the fact that UTME should last for 4 years.
Okay.
I overheard somebody saying something about the new school leavers competing with the people that have written and are not able to get into school.
Right.
I don't see that as a point because they are competing with them anyways if the deal does not pass.
Okay.
Because if I didn't get into school the previous year, I'm going to write jam again and I'm competing with you anyways. So
right.
I don't think it makes any sense. I don't, just like the whoever proposed that deal has thought it through, I don't see it anywhere in the world where you're going to write an exam and it's only valid for just one usage or 1 year in this case.
Okay.
I mean, let's even leave the academic environment. Let's go to the professional work environment. If I write an exam, let's say a promotion exam, and I didn't get it for some reason, maybe somebody did better, it's still valid, maybe for at least another 1 year or another pre-agreed time period. So for this reason, I do think the UTME should be valid for, even if not 4 years old, at the very least 2 years, or maybe three. For 1 year, I don't think so.
Right.
This is a system that faltered as far back as I was in secondary school. You know what I mean? I don't know all of these metrics as at then, but I understood that it's not supposed to be like that.
Okay.
If that's the case, why are we writing WAEC and then leaving WAEC for, WAEC validity is about 10 years. Why not write WAEC every year? So why are we writing WAEC that has validity of 10 years? The syllabus are not changed like that. And then we're writing JAMB again. So if you look at all of these JAMB past questions, you know, they're all around the same syllabus. So why am I repeating it again? So that's my take.
That's your take. Thank you so much for joining the conversation. Should UTME scores be valid for 4 years? If you just tuned in, hello, good evening. I hope you're having a good Monday. An amendment to the JAMB Act to make UTME scores valid for 4 years has passed second reading at the House of Reps. If this bill passes, anybody who writes JAMB this year will not have to write JAMB again until 2027. Now, some people think this is a great idea. Yay, we're not going to have to spend all that money every year, all of the pressure to write the exam, all of that out the window now. But some people say, well, this is about the space that the university has for number of students they can admit each year. Because each year we have a new set of children leaving secondary school, writing JAMB to try and get into the university. They are forced to compete with older ex-students, you know, who did not get admission the first time. So some people believe that we should prioritize the new school leavers. Those ones that miss their first chance, if they want to go again, they should retake the exam to prove that they're still sharp enough academically to compete with the new guys. What do you think? Who do you agree with? 0700-993-993-993. Good evening, Sandra. The UTME exam should be scrapped. Let the universities set the exams themselves. In some universities, it's actually just a statement of purpose that gets you into the school. So it's a sort of exam, really. But it's your essay that determines whether you get into the school or not. That's their own screening. 99.3, hello. Sorry about that. Call back if you can. Hello, good evening.
Hello.
Good evening, sir. What's your name?
Good evening. My name is Raymond Godwin.
Raymond, who do you agree with?
I agree with that 4 years because I was a victim. I wrote JAMB. I scored 230-something, and I did everything, attitude tests and everything, and I was unable to give admission. It was the second one that I got admission. Right now, I'm one among the victims of this assault strike. So with that 4 years, I think it's okay, but before we should go into it, when the years round or when you come again, it's better you go for like maybe like an attitude test to test you if you're capable before they now give you the admission. So that 4 years still okay.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much. 99.3. Hello. Sorry about that. Call back if you can. Good evening to you. Hello. Good evening.
Hello.
Hi. Good evening.
Good evening.
What's your name, ma'am?
My name is Cynthia.
Hi, Cynthia. Tell me what you think.
Okay, good evening. Oh, I'm so happy. Oh, for my first time on radio.
Welcome.
Sweden and Sanja. I'm a student. Like, I wrote YX 2020.
Okay.
So I wrote JAM 2021. That was last year.
Okay.
I didn't do well. And this year, I wrote JAM again.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm saying, so it means that if I don't get admission this year, next year, I'll be writing JAM again for the third time.
Mm-hmm.
It's not even sensible and logical for us to continue writing JAM every year. So, like, I'm only thinking about writing under JAM again next year if they don't give me admission this year. Like, it's so... like, it's really, really annoying. I'm so pissed off.
Okay.
I just pray that they should just do this, jam this thing every 4 years. It's better off like that than every year.
Okay. All right, Cynthia, thank you for calling, and we
thank
hope you call
ma'am.
Us again. All right, bye.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, let me take a few more messages off of social media. President Sandra, my name is Murphy. I disagree with this idea of 4 years. We've been doing this yearly UTMEs for years now. So why the idea to change? Well, they're trying to make it better. You know, trying to make it better for people like Cynthia. You just heard her call and complain. We've got Isaiah who says, in well-developed countries, they have nothing like JAM. That stuff should be scrapped totally. Lucky says, the fact is, standard of education in the country has fallen due to corruption in our secondary schools. Only few students can write and pass WAEC in their schools. Others cheated. They should continue to do it yearly so as to screen the students. All right, Lucky Tiles from Majek with that message. Banjo from Agor in Okota says, I oppose it. Repeating JAM polished me to be the brilliant student I am today. If not for JAM, I wouldn't have made it up to 200 level. I learned my study pattern through repeated failure. All right, Banjo. Thank you very much for your message. Ofo says JAM should be yearly and the pass mark should be raised since not enough admission space for students. Ofo, thanks for your message. Sandra, a score that couldn't get you admission this year may never be good enough to give you admission in the next 4 years. That's a message from Sir Ken. All right, Sir Ken. Sir Ken made a very good point. Oh, that's a really good point. Oh, we've got Ahmed from Apapa who says, Sandra, please, can you explain it? Once you write JAM this year and pass or fail, does it mean that you will not write JAM till after 4 years or what? No, when they say that something is valid for 4 years, it means that each result, you can use it for 4 years. But if you don't like the result that you have, you can rewrite it. It's like writing IELTS, for instance. So IELTS validity is 2 years. But if you want to immigrate or you want to get admission into school, you have to reach a certain level, you know, with your IELTS results to be able to get into the pool if it's immigration, or school if it's education, right? But the result you have has to be valid, has validity of 2 years. But if you don't like your scores, you can write it again until you get the score that you like. Each one you write is valid for 2 years. All right, so I've got about 50 seconds, so let me take a few more messages. Here's one from Fred. Fred says, let's not forget JAM is used to assess three types of school: university, polytechnic, and colleges of education, then private university, which is expensive. You can write WAEC. Let me correct that last caller that said that why are people not writing WAEC every year. You can choose the public WAEC and choose art or social science courses if you decide to change from a science student WAEC subject. All right. Here's a message from Pius in Yaba who says, please, where are the universities you are even talking about? Since I returned to Nigeria, students have been on strike. So why are people still bothering themselves? even though. We've got Ndu from Ojodu who says, 4 years is okay, but it should be optional. It usually is. It's not by force. We've got a message here from Simon Peter. Simon Peter, the assistant of Jesus? Because, like, he actually wrote it in full. Simon Peter, that's his name. Simon Peter says, 4 years validity for JAM would complicate the existing challenge. I think tertiary institutions should be allowed to organize the entrance examination. All right. This message from Kali says, I support the exam lasting 4 years. However, there should be the allowance to be able to write prior to then in case you want to have a higher score due to cutoff mark. Concerning issues depending on the usual cutoff mark ranges of the course one wants, however, there should be a peg to this if a student scores over 275 or 280 range. Once again, I fully support it. Africa needs to understand that difficulty does not mean quality. It is part of why the country is a mess. Kali, on that note, we'll call it a day. Thank you so much for engaging. Thanks for being a part of the show from 3 p.m. up until now. Tomorrow on Road to 2023, we'll take a look at all the big political stories that have broken all over the country. We'll also bring you the Big Three from 3 p.m. Don't miss it. And we'll continue that story that I brought to you last week, Wednesday, where I was asking you, at what point does sibling seniority stop mattering outside? Say your older brother or older sister. When does that stop mattering outside the family? We'll talk about that from 6:15 tomorrow. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili on social media. Good night, Lagos.